This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And before we left off, we were discussing this man who has been confined to his home by a police guard stationed nearby. So that's the truth of this whole self-quarantining stuff we're being fed, is that, like everything with the government, it's self-imposed to a point. Until you refuse to obey, until you refuse to comply.
Correct.
At that point, you're no longer voluntarily paying your taxes.
That's right. But you proposed, right there at the end, that this could be seen as an aggressive mood.
Oh, that,
move
that's
on this,
right.
On this,
yeah.
On this old yeah. man's part. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, what if he had an axe, and he was talking about actually using it on people, and he wants to go into this grocery store. I mean, that's an aggressive move on his part. He's dangerous. Is that there? No one's going to let him go in there.
Is knowingly infecting someone with HIV an act of aggression?
Absolutely.
Then infecting someone with coronavirus has to be as well.
But we're
even
only,
if the injury is lesser for the average person, it's still an injury.
Yeah, but it's so much less. You're so much less. I mean, we're
I'm not saying they should be executed.
I mean, we're talking about flu levels of death percentage, which is like less than 1%, all the way up to maybe 3%, as far as the death rate of the Wuhan flu.
Well, the COVID-19. Death rate from HIV has fallen a lot as well.
But it's a lot more than.
It
three,
is.
It's a lot more than 3%. I mean, it's a lot more blatant. I mean, and especially if this guy doesn't have the... So he probably didn't even have the symptoms. That's the other thing about this silly
but he,
epidemic.
But he had the disease.
He was tested positive. But like a lot of people, you and I might be both sick right now.
Oh, I'm for sure sick right now.
Well, I mean,
I've been sick for 2.5 freaking months.
Yes, yeah, we might have it.
I'm ready to get the coronavirus so that I can know there will be an end to whatever I'm sick with.
If we go get tested, we'll probably be tested positive. I am sick as well. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's why that 3% is probably way too elevated, because a lot of people might have this and they aren't dying. They haven't been tested and they're not ever going to get tested. So that 3% is probably crazily inflated. It's probably more like the flu. The death rate of the corona, of the Wuhan flu, is COVID-19 is probably more like the regular flu that we deal with every single year. Except this one is just, look what it's doing. It's driving people insane.
Let's go to the phones. We got Rusty calling from Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, howdy guys. Just change the subject a little bit here. It turns out the coronavirus really impacts the older generation, so I was wanting to get y'all's thoughts on the meme that's going around about people are terming it the boomer remover. I was wondering if you thought that was ageist or, you know, kind of gallows humor or, you know, maybe.
I jokingly called it the boomer doomer earlier. it's certainly a joke in bad taste, but.
Absolutely, but.
I make plenty of those.
But, I mean, if you look at the big picture. Yeah, all these boomers retiring, they're not helping the economy. They're not going to help the situation that we're entering into. I think if this doesn't kill them, eating not having enough dog food to eat is going to kill them in coming years.
Or cat food, or as cat you food. And I were discussing earlier. Because by virtue of being me, I have enough cat food to last my cats the next 6 months and enough human food to last me, I don't know, a week, maybe.
You need to go shopping. There was food yesterday. There was food yesterday.
There is food today. I just going shopping.
Not,
I hate it.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get any pasta. It's all gone.
That's fine. I'm not going to cook pasta.
One of the,
if it takes more than dumping out a can into a pot and heating it, I'm not going to bother.
One of the original conspiracy theories was that this disease was engineered by the Chinese to actually alleviate them of some of their elderly. The other one, of course, is to stop the Hong Kong riots, but the Hong Kong protests, excuse me. But so there are lots of ones out there. But yeah, this is because it only affects the elderly. Hold on, I have a list here.
It doesn't only affect the elderly, but like the flu and pneumonia and things like that. If it's going to kill someone, it's generally going to be the elderly.
How do y'all think if the elderly were to pass on at a significant rate? It's been said that would be the largest wealth transfer in our lifetime, just because the amount of money that would leave to their inheritance. What impact do you think that might have on the economy? Do you think stocks are way overinflated, and that would cause it to further, us to go more into recession or depression? Or
it depends. I guess it depends on if the family actually get the inheritance or the government scoops it up. I don't know. I don't think we're getting out of this depression. I don't care how many of the elderly die. The problem is it's every generation.
Well, let's correct that statement. You do care.
Every generation has their problems. The boomers are, yeah, they have a lot of the wealth and all, but I mean, they're also just sucking down medical like you wouldn't believe it. So I mean, if you were to take them out of the equation, that would free up a whole lot of problems. But the healthcare is not going to get cheaper. It's just going to keep going up, just like everything else is going up.
No, and a lot of the money is going to go into the hands of people who are bad with money.
Yeah, and who's to say a lot of these elderly that are dying aren't already in that situation, living paycheck to paycheck as well, or living off of Social Security.
Yeah.
And having a hard time of it.
And they would be the ones most likely to die, simply because, they can't afford to keep their heat at 68 or whatever.
Yeah. And by the way, so the 80 plus are taking the brunt of the deaths from this this disease.
It lowers substantially when you get, I think, under 60.
Yep. So 40 to 49, it's non-existent. Starting about 15 down is non-existent. It's like it's not even happening.
Wow.
It's tragic. But to be clear, I'm not a fan of people dying. To me, that makes me very sad. I will use gallows humor and say boom and doom and things like that as a way of coping with it. But I'm not in the least happy that, old people or the weak people with asthma, whatever, or lung conditions are likely to be killed by this. That's horrible. To me, the gallows humor, the boomer doomer jokes, are ways of coping with that reality.
Yep.
So thank you so much for the call. As far as the effects, I don't know. I think it's probably a wash. I think Conan is probably right. A fair number of these older people are living just off of Social Security. You do have a lot of older people with money, but you also have a fair number of older people who are just drags on the system. And I'm sorry, I don't like describing anyone as a drag on the system, but financially, yeah, a person is either contributing to the overall wealth of society or they're deducting from it.
Yeah, well, I'll say it. You have a lot of parasites out there. You have a lot of people who are not creating. They're only sucking it all down. Parasites. That's, they're not contributing. And they might have at some part in their life, but they retired way too early, and they're just sucking. They're just sucking on the teat. And you and I, we're going to have to pick it up. We're going to have to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, because
we're not going to, because we already have the virus, and we're proof that we're gonna survive. We're gonna get through this.
Oh, for sure. Why do you say we already have the virus?
Because I think we all have it.
I think you're probably right.
Just like I have Zika. Growing up in Florida and bitten by thousands of mosquitoes, and look at me, I'm doing just fine. But we're gonna survive all this, and we are going to have to pick up this crap. It's all over the street.
Well, that's what it means to be a millennial. It is to exist and have to pick up the crap left from all of the previous generations. And that's what the previous generations had to do as well, but it does seem.
Except one. Except the boomers. Boomers had a good life.
Yes. Yes, they did.
They had a real good life. Their parents, I think it was the silent generation, not so much. But they had a good life. And, of course, the Xers, which is I'm a part of, we had a fairly decent life. It's these younger kids who don't know how to do anything. I feel for them. guys that can't change the oil in their car. They can't.
They can't have
relationships with people because they're afraid of talking to the opposite sex. I mean, it's just.
I don't know how a person becomes an adult without knowing something like how to change a tire. You know, AAA. You know, 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory for liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it so you can connect and share with others. However, use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. Again, that's Liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones. We've got Lumpy calling via discord.freetalklive.com. And remember, Lumpy, please keep it clean. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm going to do my best, glug, 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 glug. Anyway, so my theory right now is that, you know, all this hype that the old dying mainstream media is promoting and the government, and I use that as a plural, government, plural, with an S on the end, they are pushing this coronavirus as something that we need to all be fearful about. And they're instilling the, forgive me, the stupid and the unknowledgeable or the lazy and the people who don't want to open themselves up to what real history is. You know, Henry Ford said, we see the world as we are, not as it is. So that's something, not just because Henry Ford said it, but that's something that I've taken to heart for maybe a couple of years now. And I've thought about that, and I'm not one of them. I know you guys both aren't, Conan. I hope when I get back up there, I hope I meet you and hope I hang out with you. I'm sad that I'm remiss that I have not been able, when I was up in your area, I never got to keep company with you at Social Sundays or something that was going on up there. But anyway, same thing with you, Aria. You know, both you guys. Now, I'm not a fan of the Constitution, but it is the best or perhaps the quote-unquote least bad set of principles we have right now that we can possibly use as our maybe reference point, what have you. The government is right now using the, and all governments like Italy and everywhere and a lot of places, not all places. And let me tell you, I've lived in Mexico and it's a hell of a lot better down there. A lot of people tell you that the people from Mexico are fill in the blank bad. I've been down there, and let me tell you, they're probably better people than most of us up here that have been indoctrinated by the government education system, and have had, all kinds of, let's call it replacement therapy as far as our thoughts are concerned, using the government's, education system, replacing our independent thoughts with their government thoughts and their government models and you know, not that I'm a fan of the Constitution, but it is the least bad principle or set of principles that we may have right now.
And yeah, as long as you follow it.
Yeah, well, they're not following it.
Exactly.
The problem with the Constitution is there's no teeth behind it, so there's nothing to keep the federal government, those really evil bastards and those people. Remember, we see the world as we are, not as it is. These people who we can't possibly imagine would do the things that they would do, the sneaky things. Like, look, I'm no Trump fan, but I'm also not an Obama fan. I'm not a Clinton fan. I'm not a Bush fan. I'm not a fan of any of those evil, power-hungry, disgusting human beings. Period. Period. You know, I don't like any of them. I'm not somebody, and I hope you guys aren't, and I know you're not somebody who would seek that kind of power, but the positions like that, that they give these opportunities to people to come into their fold and be better than the rest and try and, quote-unquote, help the rest of the population, this is a big freaking scam.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
This is a
and they get away with it because, as you were saying, people see in the world what they are, and most people are fundamentally good. So they see in the government a force that is fundamentally good.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I've been a peaceful person for all my life. They threw gun charges at me before. They've tried all kinds of stuff. I've luckily, I'm no felon or any of that baloney. But right now, if they want to start putting up their roadblocks, I want to encourage people to lock and load. I'm sorry. If you think that that's violent, this is self-defense right now. They are attacking our freedom.
Yeah, this isn't going to go down like Italy. There are too many gun owners in this country.
Thank you.
And whatever conspiracy you subscribe to, or none of them, there is one thing that is absolutely true that's taking place that you brought up, Lumpy, and that is industries like the mainstream media that's dying, they are taking advantage of the situation, and the government as well, to basically prove their relevance. It's like, look how necessary we are. You guys need us. You need us to exist. Otherwise, you're all going to die. That's what they're basically telling us. They're lapping it up. And yeah, the news, the mainstream media, if it bleeds, it leads. They love this stuff. They love this. They love these pandemics or epidemic or whatever the hell it is. They love war, and they love election seasons because that's when they make their money. They love this stuff. They are lapping it up, and it's horrible. That they're basically...
And you know, I didn't think about it until you said that, but I just realized that this $1,000 check to every American thing, that's Trump's re-election campaign.
Yes, it's a re-election campaign, and it's our money.
He's
bribing us with our own damn money. It's horrible. But they love it because people are going to love him for it.
They are.
People who hate Trump right now are still going to get that $1,000 check and be like... All right, I hate him, but I don't hate him as much as I did an hour ago, and they might even vote for him. But yeah, he's gonna. Oh no, he didn't need that. This $1,000, he wouldn't need that to get reelected. It's in the bag.
Well, it certainly will.
Going against Biden. It's in the bag.
I mean, I've seen people saying that. Hey, look, Andrew Yang won. Trump is giving every American $1,000, and Yang was supported by the progressive hardcore left. Any similarities whatsoever between Trump and Yang bode well.
I don't know if Yang had the progressive far left. I think he had the industry, the techies, anyone basically who didn't like Bernie for whatever reason was a Yangie.
Okay.
But the progressive, the far left progressives are all Biden for sure.
I don't think we associate with the same far-left progressives.
I'm talking about the Hillary types, the elites.
See, I don't consider those far-left.
What do you think of them? Regressives?
Far-right.
The Hillary types?
Yeah, they're neocons.
All right, those do exist, but all right, we need to talk about this coming up.
855-450-3733. We're going to talk about this and the stimulus package. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset the financial damage from the coronavirus epidemic. One main proposal is giving cash directly to Americans. the Treasury Secretary proposed giving $1,000 to citizens in the next 2 weeks. Steve Mnuchin says the priority is getting government checks to people immediately.
We have to do this now.
He says the IRS is giving taxpayers who owe 90 more days to make their payments beyond April 15th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They're worried about the big businesses. They want to pump some money into the economy. But if you don't solve the immediate health care and economic needs of the people who are hurt, the problem will just get worse.
Wall Street liked the plan. The Dow closed over 1,000 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And you can join Liberty Minded, Voluntarists, Anarchists, and Libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground. There's no ticket cost because there's no one in charge. No one's in charge, so you're in charge. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And we're assuming that you're not, you know, quarantined to your state and on lockdown and all kinds of other stupid things that the state wants to do. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. If you're planning something for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, that's ForkFest.party. Let's keep going straight into the phones. We've got Charles from Pennsylvania. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was just saying how the president gave his paycheck to Yellowstone, and I don't think it's right for the senators or to write their own check. They go in there and they say how much, and then they write back in a year or 2 years, and they write another bigger check. And now, not all of them, but a lot of them are not worth their salt.
That's very true.
Most of them are not.
You just won the clip of the night right there. But you know what? I don't think any lawmaker should be able to write their own check. That's the nature of how they do business.
I don't think that's right.
I agree.
I don't want them to get checks.
But you know, their paychecks, when we're talking about Congress and you know the Senate and whatnot, it's a drop in the bucket of the money that is spent in this country. The problems that are really going down, it's a drop in the bucket.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. But every little bit taken away is not helping our situation.
Agreed. It's cumulative. It's everything. It's $300 hammers.
Yeah, yeah, it's cumulative. It's a new jet. It's some new stimulus. Are we great Americans like the president who donates his check? Now, this year he donated his year's wages to, I forget what it was. But I worked 33 years.
Are you a Trump supporter?
Obviously.
Yes, I am.
I just want to be clear.
Yes, I am.
But I mean, what is he making? Like $300,000 or something? That's a drop in the bucket. Trump doesn't need that money.
No, he don't. That's why
he's putting casinos up every year in Russia and China, North Korea, maybe.
A lot of senators, state representatives, a lot of them are rich, filthy rich, like Bloomberg.
I would say that, no, they're all rich, including three-home-owning Bernie Sanders.
I didn't want to say that, but I don't know that.
Well, Donald Trump is also filthy rich.
He's filthy, but he's not, yeah. That's why he doesn't need his $300,000 annual salary. It's nothing to give it away. But the vote, this guy loves it. The voters love it. Look at this guy giving the Yellowstone. Yay, saving the elk or whatever is running around there, antelope. What do they have?
I don't know, but it's not antelope. Charles, thank you so much for the call. I'm not sure that, as you were saying, you know, it's a drop in the bucket for Trump.
It's nothing. But the voters love it. Look what he's doing. They love this
$1,000 stimulus package.
He's such a great patriot.
I wholeheartedly disagree. Let's go to the phones because I told him he could call back if he actually had a point. James, you're on Free Talk Live. James?
The microphone controls the message, Aria. And I should love to respond to so much utter stupidity that's come out of a paper boy's mouth for the last
Don't talk
hours.
About it. You're going to talk about it. Talk about it.
Your job is totally non-productive and totally replaceable. But he's so smart. He knows all about the world's goings and coronavirus
James,
is a hoax. Coronavirus is a get to the point. Like I can't respond to things like when he suggests that I'm a murderer that I've never done.
James, you're on hold right now. I put you on hold. Make your point, dude. Yeah, make your point.
Dude, about the coronavirus, it's not a hoax. Just like Bill Gates in Agenda 21 is a hoax.
I didn't say it was a hoax. I said it's overblown. It's overblown.
It's funny how Bill Gates, it's always this monomania worldview of the complete loser who just opened his mouth. The paper boy, whose job is expendable and nothing he does.
James,
my job's not going anywhere. You know what I did all Sunday? I was delivering toilet paper. And my job's not going anywhere, man. I'm safe.
Because I put him on hold. Because, James, you need to have a civil discussion with people. And stopping your point every 2.5 seconds to throw out 4.5 minutes of insults, it's not going to fly. I'm sick of it. I'm done. I'm over it. Make your point in a civil, rational manner. Go.
I'm not the one who started with the insults, and you always end my calls with them. So don't tell me who is civil. You're a lying sack that's going to go to hell when you stop reading, James, not me, just like the people that own your studio. But I want to talk about the coronavirus and how much of an imbecile Conan is and how everything is a heads, he wins, tails, I lose with his monomania worldview about, okay, if Bill Gates wants to depopulate the world, then all the money that he and his wife contribute to continents that, by the way, aren't suffering from the coronavirus because they happen to be in the summer right now. And that's where the coronavirus doesn't
Australia?
Fly around.
What about Australia? Right.
Yeah, Australia.
Lots of coronavirus there.
You
it's
think
the summer
it's
there.
There right now?
It's the summer.
That's right. One
so why not South America? Why not Africa?
You big super scholar, you got me. You can name one person in Australia that's got it. But
New Zealand. Actually, I can't name anybody. I don't know anybody who has it. Do you know anybody who has it? Can anyone call in right now and tell me someone who has it? And I'm not talking about like a celebrity. I'm not talking about Tom Hanks or Justin Trudeau's wife. I'm talking about a real human beings.
I still haven't got the response to because you talked over me because you don't follow your own.
Have a good night, James. You busted him on Australia. We know Australia has cases of the coronavirus, or yeah, we've been told that by various media outlets, and he just glosses right over that.
Of course, they have a big Asian contingent. They have people, you know, traveling back and forth to work there and whatnot.
Which sucks because, you know, I thought it was a good point. Those are in the Southern Hemisphere. It is Southern for them, and that's why it's not happening. Oh, yeah. Man, James made a good point. Except, you're right, Australia exists. So,
yeah. And people do get the flu in the summer. It's not only a winter illness.
Sure.
But, I mean, it's more common and whatnot.
But one of the things they've been telling us about the coronavirus is that, you know, once it warms up, it'll just die off of its own accord mm-hmm. or something to that effect, that it won't spread during the summer.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm saying 3 more weeks. And it is warming up, too, by the way. We're gonna get 60 degrees this week.
We got 60 degrees last week. It was great.
Yeah. I love it. It's time to start putting plants in the ground.
So we barely said anything about it, but this stimulus package, Trump's plan is to send a $1,000 check within the next 2 weeks to every single American
adult. I saw someone said 500 per kid, but that was just a tweet, and I don't know that that's actually real, but this article's talking about 1,000 per adult.
That would make it more similar to the Bush stimulus package, where he sent 300 to every adult, and then 150 for every kid.
What was that for? 9/11?
I don't remember.
That was a long time ago, but I remember it because I paid some of my truck off with it.
This is Free Talk Live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. If you're quick, you can probably still get on the air with us. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And I want to say thank you to Gene, the Christian anarchist, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means he contributes $25 per month to the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, well, that's how you can contribute. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence his name, to get us on more radio stations, to get more people listening, all of that good stuff. And it comes with a number of cool perks, like an AMP-only call-in line, an AMP-only Discord chat, an AMP-only Facebook group, and other things like that. But the reason you should check it out is because you like the show and you want it to reach a larger audience. Check it out. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And Gene, the Christian anarchist, thank you so much for your contributions.
Yeah, he's in the chat room. He's listening.
He's very frequently active.
Yep.
Let's keep going right to the phones. We've got Fern calling from Florida. Fern, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm calling because I am so upset. Went out for St. Patrick's Day today, and it's like we are prisoners. But the places were crammed, jammed last year with people where no one. They're telling us what to do. They're taking away our freedoms, and it's driving me crazy. We are all responsible for our own health. If you get the flu shot, that's good, because then you're not going to get the flu. So, but everybody doesn't get the flu shot. A lot of people get the flu, and they die from it. That would be the same thing from this quote-unquote pandemic. If I don't want the vaccine, then I'll die. I take my chances and go out. But I'm free. I'm a free person. I was born free, and the government is taking all my freedoms away from me, and it's driving me crazy because you can't do anything unless the government permits it. And you're not, I'm really against it.
You're not alone. I think there is a growing level of folks that are in your same...
Can you describe the situation in Florida to me? Because I haven't heard that much about it. Now, I did see them forcefully clearing the streets of Bourbon Street in New Orleans, but I haven't heard much about...
They closed our beaches. Our beaches, which is wide open. free air flowing around. Close them. They have mandated that the bars had to close at 5 o'clock. If you were at a restaurant, you could be open later.
They closed ours completely.
That's not fair.
No, I agree.
Want to go to a bar and take your
The government
chance,
doesn't have the authority to tell a business that they cannot operate.
Right. I agree. And it's just making me sick what's happening to our country and our freedom. God gave me my freedom, not the government. And the government needs to respect that, and they don't. So I am completely against. I'm also against giving people money. They can go file for unemployment, speed up the process, so they can get it within a week. We do not have to make our national debt greater. This is ridiculous. I'm a great-grandmother. I've lived through several presidents, I'll tell you. And I am so disgusted with what's going on in our country. With the political situation, it is a disgrace to our country, to our ancestors, to our boys who died in World War II to keep us from speaking Japanese. And now we've got all this. They're taking our freedoms. I can't stand it. It just drives me nuts.
That's the nature of government. That's what they do.
It is, but, you know, we were supposed to have...
I didn't elect
them. We were
supposed to have defenses against it.
Do their job about their political things and do that, not run our lives.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's grown to this extent, and the only real solution is impractical and likely to be horrifically unsuccessful. The only way to stop the government at this point is to take up arms against them. And that's not going to work.
No, it won't.
But that's where it's going. And I don't know that.
I'm going to call my congressman, my senator, both of them. I'm going to call my governor, and I'm going to call the president. It's got to stop. This freedom, you're a prisoner. You have to stay in your own home. You might as well be in Hitler's concentration camps.
I don't disagree, Fern. Thank you so much for the call. I love hearing how passionate you are about this subject, because it's, of course, one that we're extremely passionate about well.
But it's good to hear it from, you know, the common folk, the people out there who are actually...
Someone who is not a libertarian.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
It's great.
It's good to hear.
I hope that more people are seeing what's happening and are similarly sick of it.
Yeah, this could be the straw that's going to just bust this camel open.
But this is why they're releasing this $1,000 stimulus package to every American, and why they're extending unemployment to people who weren't even employed, and why they're giving, what was the other nonsense, they can't turn off your electricity and things like that. Now, they're trying to bribe people. They're bribing people into giving up their freedom. And people are gladly doing it.
They're rejoicing while they're trying to prove their existence. They are trying to prove their relevance.
They're cutting off people's legs and then getting people to thank them for cutting off their legs.
Yeah, the golden crutch.
By giving them a crutch.
The golden crutch. People love it. People are lapping it up.
And it is
sad. But at the same time, listening to like our last caller who's just waking up to the idea that this is what's really going on, that they're not really there. They're not, and pretty much this entire evening we've been talking about, you know, what they actually provide, for what we pay them, and whether they're actually necessary. And so when these cops, you know, sitting at the station all day playing, watching Netflix, and they're not actually out there, you know, catching speeders and whatnot, people, I think, or teachers, when you have your distance learning, this option that's good, that we're going to see here in New Hampshire,
the cops was just bizarre. They're not going to pull people over for hit and runs. They're not going to do anything about breaking and entering and burglaries.
For fear of catching and spreading the COVID-19.
Yeah, but you're still going to be taxed to pay for these people.
Yes, but after a month, maybe people will wake up to the idea that these yahoos.
This is more likely to extend the duration of it. People were gladly paying for the police salaries when the police were out there committing aggression against them. When they were out there pulling people over for speeding, people were still gladly paying their salaries.
And loving and waving their stupid thin blue line flag out in their yard because they love their cops. I'll take that speeding ticket, Mr. Cop. Thank you very much.
But on the subject of doing anything about it, I just don't know. When you're already at the point where police are coming down Bourbon Street, I don't know. I think we're screwed at that point.
Hey, listen.
If you fight back, they're bringing in the National Guard.
Well, there's
if you fight back then, they're bringing in the Marines.
They're only
and
so,
if you fight back then, they're nuking you.
There are only so many cops, and there are only so many military out there.
But
we
they don't need,
outnumber
they don't
them
need
tenfold.
The numbers, Conan. They have the technology.
Yeah.
They could bomb this studio with a single person killing all three of the people sitting in this room from Nevada.
This is true, but they've been in war for in the Middle East for more than 20 years now.
And, because they're fighting with one arm behind their back, though. If they wanted to, they could annihilate all resistance in the Middle East.
They could rubbleize the whole place, too.
They're sparring to keep justifying they want it to last forever.
Okay, then what about Vietnam? They were burning the jungles down, and we lost.
Well, they could have easily just dropped a nuke if they actually wanted to win.
Yeah,
the war in Vietnam was notorious for not being designed to be won.
It was
designed to be sustained.
You're right about that, too. But I don't know that you could get it. That was a foreign country. If you're actually talking about war on this on our people, I don't think it would stand. It wouldn't. You would have the redcoats versus us. Oh, they might take this studio out. We might get annihilated. But a lot of people.
I don't think there's a mic to it. We'd be the first to go.
Yeah, but we're going to be the first. We're going to be the first against the wall. I know this, but. There a lot of people will wake up to the fact that, hey, look what they just did. This isn't some, you know, this wasn't nuking someone in another country, U.S. citizens, like our government has done. But if they actually were to take us out and make us martyrs, oh, no, collapse. It would go down. It would go down. The boogaloo would start tonight if they take us out and make us martyrs.
I wish I agreed. I just don't think that's how it will go down. I mean, we've seen Americans justifying all sorts of horrible things committed against other Americans. Taking out the Jews didn't seem to bother most of Germany enough to actually do anything about it.
But they weren't their people, though. If they started taking out their own Germans.
There were plenty of German Jews. And there were plenty of Germans who were thrown into the concentration camps and killed as well.
Yeah, there was a lot going on, though, with that. That was years and years of buildup. Years and years of scapegoating against one type of people.
Okay, that's a fair point.
So it wasn't like overnight at all. But, yeah, hey. I don't want to die, but don't make me a martyr, because you've got a government, you want to end it all, that's how you do it. Make me a martyr.
I'm going to give some more thoughts to this. This has been Free Talk Live. Head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the show archives going back more than 10 years. That's freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.